This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Once again, we're coming to you live from our good friends at GIA Group Insurance Analyst. We're over in Wheat Ridge at 9195 West 44th Avenue. And GIA is just the folks we flat out trust with all of our insurance needs. And I'm telling you, great service. And we'll kind of talk about it a little bit, the advantage of them being brokers before we get out of here today. But glad to welcome Paul Lenigro to the show today. And Paul, it's always great to come over and see you every other Thursday.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming out.
Boy, this weather is amazing.
Ready to get out and play some golf.
I'm telling you. We should have just done that. We should have just played something and went and played golf today.
We should have put a replay to show from a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely. Again, GIA, your one-stop shop for all of your insurance needs, 303-423-0162 is their number. You can check out their website at e-gia.com. Paul, I want to start out today just talking about something with it came up yesterday, actually, for someone that works with us at the station. But before we get into their deal with their HOA and some roof things they had, I wanted to also just talk about the more and more I talk to people, I am thoroughly convinced no one really understands their insurance coverages when it comes to home and auto. They're just not getting these things that we talk about that are so important pointed out to them by the agents they're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's not just insureds that don't understand. What worries me sometimes is how many insurance agents out there don't understand half the stuff that they're selling or supposed to be selling. But it's not unusual for people to not understand insurance. Have you ever read an insurance contract?
No.
I mean, we used to say, I mean, they're written by Philadelphia lawyers.
Right.
I mean, they are they're very complicated, and there's a lot of different aspects to that contract. The unfortunate thing is that most people who think they know their coverage are the people who really don't,
mm-hmm.
and what they do know is maybe what they're paying.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always that segment of consumers that goes out and they'll shop every year. There's nothing wrong with shopping every year, but they go with the lowest premium every year, regardless of what the coverage is. They have
mm-hmm.
no clue as to what the coverage is. They just found something that was a little bit cheaper than what they had. Now, I've always said for years, it's great to save money. I like to compare insurance.
Sure.
And what I like to do first is compare apples to apples and see where the rates come out. Most people don't do that. They wind up comparing apples and oranges.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about this. I mean, you save 10% in premium from your current policy. Well, that sounds great. But what if you're giving up 40% of the benefit?
Yep.
Is that a good trade-off? I'd rather see a 40% reduction in premium with a 10% reduction in benefits than the opposite.
Sure.
But in reality, I would rather not see any reduction in benefit and see if we could save some money. Or if there's a need to improve your coverage, if you're missing some coverages or your limits are too low, maybe by shopping it, we can get you those higher limits without paying anything more.
Right. And, you know, so many of the things, and a few things we're going to cover today as far as homeowners insurance especially, the cost is so minimal. But people, they're again, they just don't understand it. Or like you say, the agents aren't pointed out, which shame on the agent.
Right. And I talk about this all the time with the agents we have here. In fact, Yana and I were talking about it very recently. We don't tell people what to buy.
Sure.
Okay. Our job is to present our customers and prospective customers with the options of what's available to them and those costs. The consumer ultimately decides what they want to buy. And some consumers will come to us and say, you know, give us your recommendation of what we should have. And that's good. And we will do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people that just want those options presented and they'll pick what they want. And so that's what our job is. It isn't to twist someone's arm to buy something they don't want.
Right.
It's our job to make those options available. And it's not only making the options available from a particular insurance company, but the options available among many insurance companies, because some companies may offer options that others do not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's important to be, as a consumer, to get those options. The one thing I don't like, and I haven't liked this for the 35 plus years I've been in the business, is someone says to me, well, this agent told me this is what I should buy, and that's all they presented. And I said, well, I don't mind the agent making a recommendation, but at least show you the various options.
Right.
And then if you're confused by those options and you'd like a recommendation, then certainly free to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people want to be able to pick. And even myself and some of the agents here that we've discussed this over and over will say that we thought initially maybe this customer should have this package of benefits. And after talking to them and seeing what they picked and then getting an explanation, we realized that they made a good choice as to what they really needed.
Right. So getting into the story a little bit yesterday, someone approached me with a good friend, and she lives in a community of, I think it was around 390 type townhomes, I guess, HOA kind of deal. And they had some hail damage a couple of years ago, actually, and I guess they've probably been fighting with insurance since then. But now the insurance settled. They took that. But it's about $1.5 million short of what they needed. So now each homeowner is told they're going to come up with $4,000 to $5,000, which doesn't come across very well,
right,
to do that. So whether it be – let's just take HOAs a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, what's been your experience with that? How can people protect themselves – against having to come up with money like this?
Yeah, that's a great example. And in this case, they're actually lucky it was just $4,000 to $5,000.
Yeah.
It could have been $15,000 or $20,000.
Sure.
And really what happens in this situation, because it's an HOA, every homeowner there has a homeowner's policy for their townhome. But because there's a common roof, the HOA insures the roof. Okay, it's not feasible for each homeowner to insure a segment of the roof.
Right.
It has to go through the HOA. So this is what's considered a commercial policy, as opposed to the homeowner's insurance that each tenant or homeowner buys, which is a personal lines policy. The roof through the HOA is insured under a commercial policy. And in Colorado, especially in Colorado, the commercial policies will impose a separate wind hail deductible on that HOA, and the minimum is 2%. I've seen 2%, 3%, 4%. So, for example, if it's a 4% wind hail deductible, and the value of that unit, the whole unit complex is $5 million, at 4%, you're looking at $200,000, in which the insurance doesn't pay on that roof. So then the HOA goes back to each of the homeowners and divides that $200,000 among the homeowners and says, this is what you owe. So you can imagine people are not happy getting a bill, opening their HOA. Oh, by the way, you owe us $5,000. You
sure.
owe us $10,000. Okay? But the good news is there's a really easy way to protect yourself against that, and it's very inexpensive. And it's called loss assessment. Okay, loss assessment is an option that you can add to a homeowner's policy for people who live in an HOA, who are part of an HOA. That would be a townhome or a condominium. Okay, some of the cluster homes as well. And what loss assessment basically does is it is insurance against that amount of money that is assessed to you because of that repair. Okay, so in this case, in this HOA that your friend lives in, if they had loss assessment on their homeowner's policy, that would have covered that $4,000 or $5,000 bill.
Right.
Now the question is, well, what does that cost? And it's very inexpensive. I mean, it could add $40 a year to your premium. It might add $60 a year. You can buy it in different increments. You can buy a $5,000 loss assessment, a $10,000, $15,000. And when you start getting into those 3%, 4% wind-hail deductibles, you might want to be thinking $10,000, $15,000 in a loss assessment in the event they have that hailstorm like we did last year.
Right.
And that roof has to be replaced.
Now, is that something people can call their agent and try to buy now, or is there an assessment that happens that once you've been told that, then it's kind of not right to do that?
Yeah, well, that they can certainly add that coverage to their policy, but it would only be effective going forward.
Gotcha.
They can't add it and get that claim covered.
Okay.
So the question would be calling when you call that agent and they say, oh, yeah, we can add that on, is like, well, why didn't you tell me that?
Man, I'm telling you.
Why didn't you give me that option? You mean to tell me for $50 I could have had this on my policy and it would have saved me $5,000 on this claim? And, you know, you might want to slap him in the head.
Twice.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what I, you know, and so my friend, actually, we're going to get him in touch with Yana to, and as I told him, sometimes it may not be a money-saving thing, but look at just the knowledge that each homeowner could have had they had someone, Yana, come out, explain to them this. I guarantee you they would have been thrilled with just having good service of a local person that they know they can trust, they know they can call, or come out if needed.
And that's the key. Once again, it's just for us to show people their options.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people can make their own decision, and we don't mind that. And many times people make a decision that isn't what maybe we would buy or recommend, but it is up to them to make that decision. It's up to us to show the options. So if we show you that homeowner's policy and we recommend, hey, this is what loss assessment is and it'll add $40 to your premium, and you say, nah, I'll go without it, and then this happens, then you have no one to kick but yourself.
Yep.
But if we don't give you those options, you can't make those decisions. And I've always said this in business for so many years, and even in personal outside of business, it's very difficult to make good decisions unless you've got the information available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what consumers complain about, is they didn't have the right information available to them to make that decision.
Right.
Now, it's easier today to get information because of the Internet. You go online and you could Google things and research them. And a lot of people like to do that. They like to research insurance before they buy. But there's always going to be things that you miss.
Mm-hmm.
And as professionals, it's our job not to just sell the cheapest insurance and get people the cheapest policy.
Right.
It's to get them the best policy at the best premium.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what real value is.
Sure.
And so once again, was it a value for someone to buy a homeowner's policy without loss assessment, have that big hailstorm come through, and then get assessed $4,000? Was that a good value, as opposed to spending, you know, $30, $40 more for that policy and getting that claim covered?
Wow. This almost sounds like, before a break here, it almost sounds kind of like the gap insurance with automobile, that this covers that gap between what was covered and what wasn't.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right. Yes, and that, once again, on auto insurance is an option on most auto insurance plans, and it's going to mainly affect those leased vehicles.
Right.
And sometimes with a loan, too, when you're upside down, but mainly it seems to mainly occur with leased vehicles.
If you've got any questions for Paul on your homeowner's insurance, or really any insurance questions, we'll take your calls, 303-477-5600. Once again, you're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the bank's, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. If you're just turning on your radio or getting in the car, we are live over at GIA Group Insurance Analyst in Wheat Ridge, 9195 West 44th Avenue, 303-423-0162 is the number here. If you would like for them to do a complimentary analysis of your current plans just to see if you have the coverage that you need or that you think you have, I'm telling you, getting a second opinion is a great thing, and the folks here at GIA will do a great job for you. We're kind of talking about homeowners insurance here on these first couple of segments, and Paul, I just thought we'd touch on a few things that you could give us some tips on about when we're looking at our homeowners insurance.
Yeah, the main thing right now that people are concerned with, and I'm seeing it, after work, because I'm involved in a lot of organizations, nonprofits. And probably in the last 6 months to a year, I've had more people come up to me talking about and expressing concern or complaining about their rates with home insurance and auto insurance, too. And we are in a hard market right now in Colorado, and it's both for auto and home insurance. Mm-hmm. And people are concerned and should be concerned. And we went through a really stable period last decade. For most of last decade, we had stable rates for home and auto insurance. Auto insurance actually came down last decade when PIP was repealed. But we had a nice decade for not having a lot of claims for wind and hail. We didn't have the big hailstorms last decade. And then all of a sudden, about 2010, maybe even before, but I could certainly pinpoint 2010, and going forward, every year we've had these major hailstorms. Mm-hmm. And you don't really think about how much damage that incurs. You think about, well, we had those wildfires. We had a number of years we had a rash of wildfires, and they're very destructive.
Right.
And people see those and say, oh, my homeowner's insurance is going up. Well, the reality is that doesn't impact your rates nearly as much as the hailstorms that go through and the wind damage. Of course, we have that wind coming off the Rocky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It causes a lot of damage on homes, whether it's siding, especially on the roof. And, of course, the hail does as well. Last year, that hailstorm that came through, it was May 8th, and I know it very well because it came right over us.
It sure did.
And it pummeled the cars in this parking lot. We were lucky because we have a brick building and a metal roof, but other structures around incurred severe damage. And that turned out to be the costliest storm in Colorado history, is over $1.4 billion.
Wow.
And that's what's driving the rates for homeowners insurance. Yes, you then you add in the wildfires, but we've had a few years now. We haven't had an issue, but, yeah, those have an impact. But those are really catastrophic losses, and they're going to happen. But we're having continually, year after year after year. A couple of years ago, it was that big hailstorm down in Highlands Ranch.
Right.
You know, whether you're home, whether you're at the studio, whether you're here, you're getting hammered with hail.
Sure.
Right.
So you really, in your business, it may be a year or two because of those storms. Then, so in other words, next year and the year after, we better buckle up.
Yes, that's exactly right, because it takes time for the claims to get paid, go through the system, and then the actuaries then start review the previous data, and they send that in and revise their rates. So I'm being told, you know, we're seeing increases now and expect to see increases for the next 3-4 years until they catch up with those claims. So even if we have a relative period of stability in terms of weather. And so let's say this year, 2018, we don't have the big storms. In 2019, we don't have them. In 2020, you're still going to see these increases coming through in the next few years from those storms from 2017, 2016, 2015, 14, 13, 12, and so on.
Right.
So it does take time for that to go through. And I've been talking to a number of the insurance companies, and they're all telling me this. And the reason that it's being spread out is they don't want to hit everyone all at once. They don't want to give you that 80% rate increase right today, catch up,
I'm glad.
And then move forward. What they're trying to do is get those 15, 20%ers in there, spread them over a few years, and then hopefully at that point, then stabilize.
Right. Before we get into some of the tips you wanted to share, talk about really us understanding the difference between replacement cost, you know, and versus value, so to speak.
Yeah, versus actual cash value.
Yeah.
And that's a good question, because that's one of the basis of how we pay claims. Okay, in for example, auto insurance, we're always doing what's called actual cash value. Okay, so you have a vehicle and it's a 2010 vehicle, and you have an accident today or it gets totaled. You're going to use actual cash value in determining whether it's a total loss or not. Now the body damage, of course, will be covered, but let's say the amount of damage is $12,000, and the actual cash value of the car is $10,000. Well, then the car is going to be totaled.
Right.
Okay, it's going to be a total loss. There's going to be a claim value up to $10,000 minus the salvage value. So if the salvage value of the vehicle is $1,500, then they're going to pay out $8,500 of that $12,000 claim. That's what actual cash value is. If it was replacement cost on a car, then they would be paying that full $12,000. But for autos, they're not going to pay more than the worth of the actual vehicle. So that's very important to understand. And that's why many times people have their car totaled and then they're upset. And especially if someone's got a car that's kind of older, but it's got low miles on it.
Yep.
They have no loan on it. It runs great. All of a sudden, boom, someone hits them.
And they want to give you $4,000 or $5,000.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And it's under a premise that says you're not going to profit from insurance. So you're not going to go from having a 2010 vehicle to a 2018, okay, just because someone hit you.
Right.
I mean, if that were the case, we'd be hiring people to hit us.
Sure.
Scott, hey, I need a fender bender. I need you rear-end me here.
Right.
I need a new car.
Right.
You know, that's not going to happen. Now, homeowners' policies generally have been full replacement cost. And that's important, because if we have a wildfire, and your house burns down. It doesn't even have to be a wildfire. It could be an electrical short.
Mm-hmm.
Your house burns down, and it's 30 years old, and it's like, well, you know, the house was worth $300,000, but it's 30 years old, and we have to depreciate. You can't do that. Okay, so it has to be covered as replacement cost or up to a value that you've determined in a policy. So,
right.
So if you bought a policy and your coverage A amount is only $200,000 and it's a $300,000 replacement, well, you only can get $200,000. Okay, so you have to be very careful in evaluating and valuing the replacement cost of that policy. But what's changing, and this is the big thing, it's the roof. How is the roof being covered? Because when they set up these homeowner policies to be replacement cost and replacement value, that included the roof. And not realizing, I think, or not anticipating that so many people with older roofs would be getting new roofs on in things that weren't total losses,
mm-hmm.
like a hailstorm. Okay, so now all of a sudden, you've got a 15-year roof, and it's a 20-year expected life on that roof, and that hailstorm comes in. You only had 5 years left, really, on that roof.
Right.
And now you're getting a brand-new roof. Okay? So then what happens is people start saying, you know what, I'm not going to – I know I have some roof damage and it's getting old, but I'm not going to replace it. Let me wait. Maybe a hailstorm will come through. If a hailstorm comes through, I'm going to get a brand new roof. And that's what was happening.
Yeah.
Okay. And then sometimes there's a disincentive to do that maintenance, that common maintenance on the home. So now the insurance companies are coming back on homes and on the roof and saying, you know, we're going to cover the house under replacement cost, the contents, personal property, but the roof we're going to cover differently. And this is what you need to know. You need to know is that roof being covered under an actual cash value in which they're going to depreciate the roof? Is it going to be a replacement cost,
mm-hmm.
just straight as anything else? Is it going to be replacement cost but with a separate deductible, like a 1% or 2% wind hail deductible or a flat dollar amount? Is it going to be covered under a roof schedule, which will gradually depreciate your roof year by year, but under a schedule that's in your policy? You need to know this, and I'm not saying buying one that's actual cash value is a bad idea.
Right.
You might not have any option other than that, but you need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know before that claim comes in, okay? Otherwise, you're going to be very upset.
Right. So do most companies give you different options with it? Or like you say, sometimes they just, here's your option. Here's what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what's happening now is the insurance company is going to, this is how we're going to do it. So for us as brokers to give you, the customer, options, we have to go and shop.
Gotcha.
We have to go and shop and say, well, here's a quote from this company, and they have a roof schedule. And here's a quote from this company and its actual cash value. And when they do these, it's only on the wind hail damage.
Okay.
It doesn't affect like a total loss.
Gotcha.
Or a asteroid that goes through your roof or something. You know, but it's just for the wind hail. But we have to do that. We have to then go to another company. Here's a quote from this other company, and they're going to do replacement costs, but you're going to have a separate deductible. And then here's another quote from another company, and it's replacement costs with the a normal deductible, integrated deductible. And so here's these four options, and here's the pricing on them, and then you start looking through them. So many times that's what we need to do.
Right.
And that's something we can do that those agents that work for those big direct writer insurance companies cannot do.
Right. Real quick before a break. Am I remembering correctly that when we had some of the fires, and I remember one that I think was supposed to be a controlled burn a few years ago that got out of hand, and I think some few people even lost their lives in that, if I remember correctly. But I think I remember us talking, and some policies say you have to build back exactly where your other home was. Was that true?
Yes, yeah, some policies require that, and others will are strictly an indemnity and will pay you that amount. Let's say you decide I'm not going to live there anymore,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to build somewhere else. But you'll have to check the policy or check with your agent to see if it will allow you to do that, or you or if you have to rebuild there.
Right.
Very important to know that.
Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA, Group Insurance Analyst. And folks, I'm telling you, I know you've heard Paul for a number of years here on the show. And if you are looking for the absolute best that will take care of you, give you great service, it is the folks here at GIA, 303-423-0162. All these things we're talking about today, if you didn't know or you don't have on your policy, is going to end up costing you a lot of money. And there's no need for that. You know, enough things happen in our lives that we can't avoid. These are mistakes that you can avoid, but you need the guidance and the help from GIA. 303-423-0162. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me $1.2 million.
Whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman's of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. Paul Inagro is with us talking about homeowners insurance and some things we need to know. And I tell you, I hate to get the calls. I hate to hear the stories, as I mentioned right before the break, of people that end up having to pay a lot of money when it was really completely avoidable if they would have just had some extra coverages. that usually cost very little. So we're going over some of those points today. So, Paul, what are some of the tips? I mean, I guess the first thing we just start out with, hey, have a good understanding of what your policy covers. I mean, it all starts right there. And it's great, again, to have that person here that can either sit with us and look across the desk to make sure we're clear, or phone call, and you know you got that person there anytime you need them.
Yeah, I mean, how much time do you really want to spend on it?
Sure.
I mean, you've got so many things going on.
Yeah, I don't want to spend any time on it. I just want to ask a question and be given the right information. And I do. Most of the time when I do something like this, whether it's medical, insurance, what, I say, hey, what would you do if you were me?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You're the professional, and then I take that, and that's usually what I do.
Yeah, I think there are some people out there that just, like, have no life, and they want to spend all night on the Internet researching this stuff, and it's like, wouldn't you rather be doing something else? I mean, wouldn't you like to go out fishing or go out hunting
or something,
playing golf or something? But some other things you need to look at one of the first things is if you have – kind of unique items, okay? Because these policies will cover your personal property, but some unique items might have limits on it. For example, jewelry or guns, rifles, mm-hmm. Firearms, or artwork or antiques, okay? So these policies will have coverages in there for them, but they'll have internal limits. So if you have, let's say, a lot of jewelry, or you have a few pieces that are very expensive, or you have some artwork that's very expensive, your standard policy will only have a small dollar amount, maybe $3,000-$5,000 of coverage on there, but you can insure it, okay? And you insure it by either buying a floater, a personal articles floater, or a schedule, so you could schedule those items specifically onto your policy so that if those are damaged, stolen, if there's a fire or whatever, mm-hmm. you will get that value for it. So if you've got a piece of artwork and it's $30,000, if you don't schedule that, okay, if you don't or get that floater and it's stolen, that policy limit is probably going to be $5,000. And that's what you're going to get for it.
Wow, okay.
So you need to be careful on stuff like that if you've got items like that. Now, if you have a lot of stuff but it's low-value items, it's just a lot, then your policy's going to, cover it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those high-value things. Now, we see people with the wedding rings that are $20,000,
$30,000. Sure.
And so, that's going to have very limited coverage in your policy. The other thing, we talk about this all the time, is flood insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, a standard homeowner's policy does not cover flood. No homeowner's policy covers flood. You have to buy flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, people all the time say, well, I'm not in a flood zone, and we're in Colorado. How much does it rain here? Well, it's not how much does it rain here. It's how much does it rain in that short time period.
Right.
Because that's what causes the flood.
Yeah, it doesn't take but one day.
Right. exactly. And water damage, there's water damage coverage in your policy, not flood coverage, but water damage. Generally, if it's water coming and flowing down. So on your second floor, your shower pipe burst or, something happens and the water comes flooding out, floods your house, and that's covered. Okay, what's not covered is generally water coming up or water coming from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you have a sewer that backs up? Okay, that's generally not covered unless you have water backup. Now, water backup is something you can add to your policy. Once again, not very expensive. So if you don't have at least 5 or 10,000 water backup on your policy, you need to look at that and look at what it costs, and it's probably $30.
Right.
And add it to that policy.
And again, that's something probably typical agent isn't going to care about mentioning.
Right. Exactly right. And especially if you are an agent and you work for an insurance company, and you can't shop. You only could sell that one product, and you're trying to sell the lowest price that you can because you know a lot of people, that's what they're looking at. Mm-hmm. You may just strip it out, strip those things out just to get a lower premium, and that's not a good idea. Now, the flood insurance is different, and we see this happening more and more often. We get these microbursts here in Colorado. Yeah. I mean, it rains hard. It may only be 5 minutes, mm-hmm. 10 minutes, but it rains hard. And we see, you know, this happen all the time where someone's window wells fill up. Okay? I mean, it rains that hard that the window wells fill up with water, and then all that pressure breaks the basement window, and the basement gets flooded. That's flood insurance. That's not your right. homeowner's insurance. And, you know, a lot of times people become irate because it's not covered. Well, it's not. It's not covered under any policy we have or any other policy unless you buy flood insurance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people will say, you know, even if you had shown me the premium for the flood insurance, I wouldn't have bought it. I never would have thought about it. And we try to show it and recommend it to everyone. And once again, so that you make that decision. You decide, right. well, it's not worth the $200 a year extra for a flood policy, and you don't buy it, but you know that it's not covered. But sometimes people just associate flood with like a big Thompson River flood.
Sure.
You know, or Clear Creek flooding and flooding everyone out. When in fact, a lot of flood damage isn't that way. It's just from those microbursts from those rainstorms.
Right, right. Now, what was the term for so people want to check on their policy for the sewer?
Yeah, it's water backup.
Water backup.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you definitely want to check your policy.
Because I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be happy if that happens no. to start with,
right.
much less to have to pay out a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's part of the problem with the insurance and dealing with people that have these insurance policies. The event itself is something that gets you upset to begin with. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you find out, wow, this was not even covered. Then people go ballistic.
Right. Now, what about just keeping up to date with things? You talked about these specialty items, whether it be artwork or guns, whatever, keeping up with good current appraisals for things. Is that important?
Yes, that is very important for those high-value items. And also take pictures, you know, to document what
right.
you have. And in this day and age, it's pretty easy. You could get your smartphone out.
Sure.
And just you could snap pictures or you could just take a video of your home. So if you have something unfortunate happen where you have that total loss, you've got documentation that you can send to the insurance company of what you had. You know, you'll have a view of your room, your furniture, your TV, your electronics, your stereos. Could be jewelry, could be firearms, it could be antiques. But if you just take time to go around your house and video it and save it, that goes a long way in the event you have a total loss.
Right. Once again, we're coming to you live from the offices of GIA. And again, folks, there's nothing here, really, Paul, I can think of that you don't insure. I mean, pretty much, if it's insurable, you guys can do it, right?
Yes, because we are, not only are we independent brokers, we've been in business over 30 years, we're Colorado-based, but we're all lines. We are full service. So someone can come to us. They don't have to go anywhere else. I mean, they can insure their home, their auto, their health, their life. When you get to Medicare, we do Medicare, Obamacare, dental insurance, business insurance. We do a lot of business insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses, they need health insurance, benefits, workers' comp, liability, property. Whether you're a contractor or a retail shop, individual, doesn't matter, corporation, doesn't matter. There's nothing that we cannot insure.
Right.
If there's insurance out there for it.
Sure. And once again, value is the word. It's not lowest premium. Okay. Value is the word. And that's where Paul and his crew will combine the best coverage for the dollar spent. And that's where you get your value. And as I mentioned earlier, the service is impeccable here. You've got agents that really care about you. You're not just a number. You're not just a client. But you are really part of the family here of GIA, and I promise you they'll take great care of you. 303-423-0162. We'll be right back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
If you have questions about inheritance or beneficiaries and how it affects your retirement planning, Dot Mechtenberg can help you. Discuss your legacy wishes with Dot. She can help guide you through these crucial issues. Call Dot Mechtenberg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807. Or visit dotmechtenberg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Wadley. A few more minutes left here with Paul and Niagara, and we've spent the most part of our show today talking about homeowners insurance. And Paul, we probably covered a lot there, but, you know, just looking at just insurance in general, a lot of these things apply over to our auto as well. There are several things on the policy, and I just like to bring these up again because we talked about a gentleman a couple weeks ago that I knew that had an accident. I mean, his medical bills were several $100,000, and the person that hit him had a $25,000 policy limit. He had $100,000 and underinsured, uninsured. But that's still not going to cover it. And you were just telling me, hey, again, you can add sometimes a lot of extra coverage for so little money.
Yes, and especially on liability. You want to make sure on your auto insurance you have that uninsured motorist, underinsured motorist, very important. You know, we always want to look at the comprehensive and collision based on the age of your vehicle. When is it a good time to remove that and save that, mm-hmm. that money? And you could also remove comp and collision, but maybe add uninsured motorist property damage. So if someone hits you, you get that coverage. The other thing is, you know, adding things on like maybe the towing, the rental car, the roadside assistance might add $15 to your premium, $20 for the year or for 6 months, and, right. and it's worth having. And so as we were talking in the break, I was just overhearing one of the conversations yesterday, and one of our agents was quoting, and like we like to do is match apples to apples and get a quote. And he was definitely saving them quite a bit of money from their current company. They hadn't shopped for a long time. And then I heard him say, you know, by the way, I ran an alternative, and I could bring you from like $100,000 to $1 million in liability coverage, and it only adds $30 to the premium. And I thought you'd like to know that. And I could hear the client saying, yeah.
Hit the floor. You could hear the could hear the client hit the floor like, you're kidding me.
Right, yes. Yeah. So those are things we need to look at. And the same thing in business insurance, too. I mean, we do a lot of small business insurance, mm-hmm. whether it's workers' comp, liability, property. And I can't tell you how many people out there that they'll buy a general liability policy. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, what about the rest of your stuff? I mean, you're let's say you're a contractor. You've got tools, don't
sure.
you? Are you insuring those? Okay? And yeah. because liability won't cover that. And they're like, oh, I thought the liability covered that.
yeah.
And so we want to show them how to insure their tools and property and businesses. Maybe that buy a business owner policy. There are options in there. Like, by the way, you know, we can provide insurance for you in the event that you're put out of business for a certain period of time. We can mm-hmm. replace that income. And they're like, well, I didn't know you could do that. Well, think about last year and what happened out of Colorado Mills.
Oh, sure. Wow.
Look at all those businesses that couldn't operate for, and still some of them are not operating, and some of them went out of business because they lost their income. And their business owner policy didn't cover that because it's an option.
Right.
Okay, but once again, it's an option we could have added. It may have added $30-$40 to your premium, and then you had that coverage. Whenever we deal with a restaurant, and I've got a number of people who own restaurants, a number of people I know, and I'm like, make sure we have coverage for your inventory because you've got a lot of inventory mm-hmm. in that refrigerator and freezer.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you lose power for 24, 48
and
hours.
You just got a shipment in.
Right.
Whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Man. Especially if you've got a bunch of that Kobe beef in there.
No kidding.
That's really expensive. So once again, these options are very important. Someone on a homeowner's policy, on a rental, they wanted the absolute cheapest premium. They wanted what we call a DP1. Okay, that's a policy that covers you for name perils. It says in there, lightning, fire, so forth. And as opposed to our normal policies that are all peril. And the savings in premium is so small to do that. We're like, if you don't, go to something that's all peril, I don't even know if we want to insure you. Go somewhere else.
Right.
Because something's going to happen that's not going to be covered, and there's many things that would not be, and you're going to come back to us. So, yes, we want to give people the option, but we also want people to make good decisions.
Sure.
And if you're not making a good decision, we're gonna say something.
Right.
At least to help you out.
Yeah. And, this time of year, too, I was staying past a lot of motorcycles and all, and just want to talk about motorcycle insurance. I mean, that's available here, too.
Yes, and we sell a lot of motorcycle insurance. And we tell people, keep your motorcycle insurance in force year-round because there's so many days in December, January, February that are so nice.
Sure.
That you're going to take it out. You're not thinking, oh, I don't have insurance. You're thinking, what a beautiful day this is. Let's go out for a ride.
Right.
You're not thinking, oh, wait, I canceled my motorcycle insurance. I have to re-up it. Just keep it. I mean, motorcycle insurance is not very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And Colorado is a state, really, that you're going to do things all year. You could play golf virtually all year.
Sure.
I mean, I can't because I'm working. But
right.
but a lot of my friends are, yeah. they're telling me in January, they're playing in January, they were playing in February. And you just have those years. Now, yeah, there are some years where you can't. But that's the type of climate we have. So motorcycles, people are going to be taking them out in that really nice, on those nice January weekends or February. Mm-hmm. And so keep that in force. You're not saving really enough money,
sure,
to turn it off for that period of time. Another one that we do a lot of is our classic cars.
Yep, I was just fixing to mention that.
Yeah.
You mentioned a cool
right.
show coming up
right.
in July.
Yeah, July 28th at
yeah.
La Prino Food, 38th and Quivis. We're having a really nice car show there, a classic car show. And once again, we insure a lot of classic cars, and we've got customers. I can't believe how many classic cars they have.
Right.
We don't even have to have a show. We just go to their house. They have enough there to have a show. And we insure that. And you're insuring classic cars differently from your normal car.
Sure.
Going back to that actual cash value. you know, the actual cash value of a 1970 Mustang is very low. But that car's been restored and maybe worth $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can insure that car for $30,000.
Right.
Okay, that's the difference in insuring a classic car just versus a regular car.
Right. You know, real quick, you see a lot of times on the news where trailers, 6x12 trailer got stolen and it had, you know, some guy's tools in it, like you mentioned, or it's some club with the Boy Scouts, had all their camping equipment in it, and then the public gets together and donates for them, which is great and all that. But, I mean, what does that trailer thing fall under?
Well, the trailer, because we insure trailers if they're most trailers are going to be registered.
Right.
So we can insure them along with your car. Okay, we can attach it to the car. Contents are a little different. Contents are normally covered by your homeowner's policy.
Okay.
Okay, now if it's tools, but you're a professional, that's not your homeowner's policy normally. That's going to be under what we call an inland marine policy. Okay, so regardless of what you have, there's a way to insure it. And sometimes it has to be insured separately. It's just not going to be automatically covered under your home or auto. It may have to be an add-on,
right,
or a separate policy. So that, you know, regardless of what you have, we would get it insured.
Right. See, folks, that's why you need the people that know insurance right there. So give them a call, 303-423-0162, 303-423-0162. Mention you heard Paul here on Haystack Help Radio. Their website is e-gia.com. Paul, thank you very much for having us out.
Thank you, Scott, for coming out here. It's always great to have you come out here.
Thank you so much, sir. And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope everyone has a great day, and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.